So allow me to start this State of Our City address by saying that from the vantage point of city government, I believe the state of our city is in excellent condition. We've finished some very worthwhile projects this past year, and just as importantly, at the same time, we're setting the groundwork for future projects that will benefit our citizens in many ways. It's not an understatement to say that 2017 was another busy year in city government here. Following the constant busyness surrounding our bicentennial in 2016, I had this hope that maybe, just maybe, 2017 would be a little laid back and less hectic, but that dream went out the window pretty quickly. Along with this State of the City address, I have given each of you a copy of the annual report that each of the department heads prepare each year for the mayor. I hope that you take those and review them. I'm not going to go through them page by page, but I am going to, there are a highlight, one or two highlights out of each one that I want to mention this evening, because I think it points out to what we've done. From an improvement standpoint, we invested money in the city's buildings and facilities in animal control, police, and parks, and we upgraded some badly needed vehicles and equipment for several of the departments. From an activity standpoint, you'll see as you go through those that our fire department made 1,070 response runs, including 55 fires and 636 EMS assists. This year, they also enhanced and improved their rope rescue and their confined rescue training. Our police department answered over 17,000 complaints, 2,900 911 calls, and 275 accidents, along with outfitting all officers now with body cameras and the department with a new computer-aided dispatch system and computers in all of their patrol cars. The building commissioner issued 301 building permits for construction estimated at $13.2 million and again coordinated our sidewalk replacement program. Working with the plan commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals, the department processed 2 rezoning, 24 variances, and 6 conditional use applications. And through code enforcement work, 809 grass and weed complaints and 202 trash notices were handled. Animal control took in about 800 animals in 2017, about half of which came from out in the county under our agreement with the county to do so. A bit over half of those animals were sent to rescue or adopted to new owners. Most of the rest were taken in as loose animals and then eventually returned to their owners. Our city engineering designed and reviewed many plans for projects in the city, including utility easements, the canal work in Eastside Park, and reviewed stormwater projects. Ed also coordinated work for the sidewalk replacement program, a new lift station for the Deerfield subdivision, and other work for utility departments, and he also reviewed the relocation of utilities in preparation for the 15th Street Bridge project that I'm going to talk a little bit about in a minute here. Besides the normal mowing and maintenance and events and Christmas decorations, the Parks Department dredged canals, remodeled and fixed up the concession stand, built new sidewalks at Longfellow Park, and managed the water park. The Street Department may have seen the most changes, not the least of which is new management and putting together a long-term plan to meet their equipment needs. Besides their traditional duties, they've also begun a program to start working in our alleys and improving alleys around the city, and they collected 4.65 tons of recycled material that was saved from the landfill. The electric department was sort of our quiet child this year, thank God. Kept outages to a minimum this year, and they did work on the power requirements for the new core center downtown and MNC Tech. The water department employees, one thing I can say about them is they busted their behinds finding and replacing and repairing leaks and valves that resulted from pressure changes due to taking the Campbell Hill Tower out of service for a few weeks, and they need to be commended for that because they put in a lot of hours for that. Wastewater saw a reduction in annual overflows to Hawkins Creek from 14 to 8 to only 4 last year. Through MS4 and recycling, 521 tons of debris was removed from our city streets through street sweeping and they processed another 26 or 28 tons of hazardous waste. By coordinating with the Garden Club on Team Up to Clean Up, and with two corporate citizens of the city on two other programs, almost 6,300 pounds of trash was removed from city streets and waterways. The utility office staff, well, what can I say about their support duties? They collected money to keep those utility departments going by sending out and collecting more than 96,000 utility bills for water, electric, sewage, stormwater, and trash collection. They also recorded and reported by department the fuel that each uses, which sounds a little unbelievable, but that totaled better than 80,000 gallons of fuel last year to run the city in all departments across the whole city. The only departments you don't have specific reports from are IT and legal. I can tell you that IT keeps busy maintaining the computers in all the departments, and last year spent a lot of hours working specifically with the police department on their office and vehicle hardware and software upgrades. And legal, that's one-man department here to my left. What can I say? But Tim is continually and regularly assisting all the departments and the mayor and clerk treasurer particularly on everything from ordinances to dealing with lawsuits to answering questions that I'm sure he gets tired of hearing. He's almost always available to keep us legal and out of jail and on the straight and narrow. So we appreciate that. Those are some of the highlights that you'll find in those reports, but there's a whole lot more in there. So I encourage you to take those home and read them tonight, and read one each night for the next 2 weeks, and yeah, we'll have a test at the end. Allow me now to turn to some specific projects that the mayor's office spent a lot of time on. As I sat down to prepare this talk a couple of weeks ago, I started making a list of all the projects that my office worked on last year, and along with some of the other departments, I easily filled a sheet of paper. Some of them that I'd like to mention just quickly are the annexation of what is to become Deer Creek Subdivision, another round of owner-occupied home improvement grants, the blight elimination program that continued last year, the addition to the Hill of Heroes and the roundabout flagpole dedicated veterans and that whole Veterans Day weekend celebration that we had, the finalization of work designing and implementing the EZ zoning district, which was completed this past year, the sale, purchase, and expansion of the Railcar facility by Railcar LLC, and beginning the drafting of a new employee manual, and a work that is still in progress, working together with Beth and the Clerk Treasurer Department. Most importantly, all the work being done on three long-standing projects in the city. I want to talk about three of those. Let's talk first about the bridge over the CSX Railroad at East 15th Street. The need for replacing that bridge, as you've probably heard me say before, goes back to at least the 90s. If you look in the file that Debbie's maintained over the years, it can attest that it goes back at least that long. Shortly after becoming mayor, three county officials and I went to Louisville to meet with CSX representatives from Jacksonville about this bridge. While that meeting didn't result in any immediate action, it kind of propelled me into continuing to keep the discussion going locally to address this problem. And after 5 years of on-again and off-again meetings and conversations, I am really proud that this is finally going to get done in 2018. Through our efforts working with Davis County officials, CSX, NDOT, and the Davis County Economic Development Foundation, through an interlocal agreement with the county, demolition of the existing bridge and construction of a new and better bridge is going to start later this month. The exact date depends a lot on the weather here, but the plan is to start before the end of this month. This $2.4 million project will be completed by year end if the weather cooperates, and thanks to the Community Crossings grant that we submitted in April and the special LOIT fund that we've maintained, the city's share of the cost of that project is already paid for. That really makes me glad. A second long-standing problem has been the old McCord and Tokine property on Front Street. I thank the council for taking the initiative on this to assure residents in that neighborhood that it's safe to live there. The testing that the city conducted last summer showed that there were no immediate health impacts to any of the surrounding residents. There remains to be work done before the Indiana Department of Environmental Management will release that property or will clear that property, but the city's work has resulted in one of the previous corporate owners of the property stepping up and conducting additional work at the site. We expect that work to continue so that hopefully one day this property will be repurposed into something more than a vacant lot. And as you know, we're working diligently on Business 50 or National Highway or Old 50. It goes by different names, but we all know the problem. With your approval, we've been working with engineering and consultant firms this past year. The state of Indiana, if you recall, made an offer of relinquishment to the city last summer, which would have resulted in the city assuming an unacceptable level of risk to fund the work. We have both a counterproposal and an application for funding in the hands of NDOT right now. The city has offered that we would consider accepting ownership of the roadway, but only with promises of substantial funding from the state over the next 5 fiscal years. Our project would include new paving the entire length of the road through the city, and in the existing commercial district, new curbs, sidewalks, multi-use trail, lighting improvements, and ADA access, and it would also include new buried utilities and improved drainage. But the majority of the project would be hopefully paid for by the state. I can't sit here and promise anyone when or even if our proposals will be accepted, but I can tell you that probably the city and state are closer together on this than they've ever been before. So those three projects that I've mentioned, the 15th Street Bridge, the former McCord Tokine property, and Business 50, have plagued at least 3 or 4 city administrations, and for various understandable reasons most of the time, have waxed and waned over many decades. I like symbols and simple reminders and analogies, so this year my symbol is this hourglass. That's not to time my speech, but it's just a symbol of time. These three projects have languished for the city for a long time, and it's great that now we're at a time when we can maybe move forward on them. One more project that we're finishing right now as we speak is the upgrade to the combined sewer overflow structure. It will automatically remove trash and debris from the bar screen at the CSO detention tank down here on Oak Street. This will save countless man hours that previously required us to manually keep that screen clear during large rain events, and it also complies with our agreed order with IDEM to eliminate untreated overflows into Hawkins Creek. Excuse me. I mentioned earlier our sidewalk replacement program. I believe this past year was the third or maybe fourth year that my request that you all agreed to fund. This past year, we grew that project by about 25%. There was about $125,000 spent between the city and property owners, not counting the man hours contributed by city employees to remove those sidewalks. That's been a very popular program, and every year we've had a waiting list to replace sidewalks across the city. I alluded previously to the Campbell Hill Water Tower. As you know, we recoated the interior of the tower, and while that was a bigger, that project had more consequences than we thought, we're glad to have it done and should be good for many years now. We also purchased and demolished 11 abandoned homes through our Blight Elimination Grant, with 3 more to be demolished this spring, and that will finish up that grant. Of the 11 properties, 8 will have or already have had built new homes on them. 2 are yet to be sold, and 1 was purchased by an adjoining neighbor. We also worked with volunteers to expand our Hill of Heroes, as I mentioned, to install the roundabout flagpole that we've gotten a lot of good compliments on, and to see the city's first Veterans Day parade in many years, if ever. As you know, we've also completed last year an analysis of the city's present and future office facility needs, and I believe you've all received a copy of that report for further study. Now for the projects that I anticipate for 2018. We will continue, even though our blight elimination grant is ending, we will continue our efforts to eliminate dilapidated homes around the city. and fight the continual fight of making sure trash and weeds on private property is eradicated, at least as far as the city can legally and practically address with private property owners, realizing that recurring violators take an inordinate amount of time of our employee time. We will continue our efforts to upgrade and replace equipment as needed by the various departments, relying on the department heads to identify for me and you their needs and the funding for those. One of those immediate needs will be the replacement of the salt storage barn at the street department, which I learned just in the past month needs to be replaced due to its deteriorating condition before we can take delivery of more salt for next winter. The cost and location and design of that is being studied right now. We're currently analyzing the best way to fund our wastewater department, as you know, so that we can continue our efforts at attacking drainage and flooding in the city. Within the next couple of months, we'll be bringing to you the results of that study to do two things, proposals to do two things: return the stormwater utility to profitability and provide money to invest in drainage projects. My office is also cooperating with three other ongoing volunteer efforts in the city. Last year during this talk, I think I made the comment that if there's one thing you can say about Washington citizens is that our volunteering effort with our bicentennial. Well, we have three other volunteering projects going on right now, all directed toward improving quality of life and quality of place for residents. Those are the Healthy Living Program, the Hometown Collaboration Initiative, and the Sustaining Hoosier Communities Program. I've additionally had the honor and privilege of annually hosting the high school CEO classes in this room and also the Leadership Davis County classes. This year, you should know that we have three city employees enrolled in the latter program, thanks to support from the Board of Public Works. Excuse me. Again, this year, I plan to apply for Community Crossings Grant when that becomes available to assist in paving our streets. You'll see quite a bit of paving this spring, as this winter has been very hard on our streets. I know you can all identify a lot of places where the pavement's breaking up. This summer, we also hope to start a new program of crack sealing on our streets, something we've not done before, but I've asked Brian and Aaron to research. That program is designed to extend the life of streets once we pave them by reducing the amount of moisture that gets under them. We continue to analyze the need, cost, placement, and design for a second wastewater treatment plant on the city's east side, and we are about to begin a program to replace the filters at our water treatment plant. The sidewalks around Longfellow Park will be finished, but added to that project will be the installation of exercise stations along the path as an opportunity for patrons to maybe start to begin to work on their health and improve their stamina. These will be paid for through our share of the cigarette taxes that the state of Indiana collects and sends to us. I think a wonderful use of that tax money. So it's been busy. I'm not sure how we get it all done, except I can tell you that we have some very hardworking employees and department heads to whom I want to wish and express my gratitude once again. We owe all 156 of them our thanks and praise, and I would like for us to thank them right now. I also want to thank the lady back there in burgundy top, Debbie Nykum, my assistant, who works very, very hard year in and year out to make things run smoothly in the mayor's office. Not only does she perform work for the mayor, but she answers a lot of the questions that come in from the public just about every day. And I've often heard her say, well, yes, he's here, but is there something I can help you with? And that saves a lot of my time, and I appreciate that, Debbie. And I want to express my thanks to Beth Maguki and her staff. They not only keep the records and file the reports, but they also keep our finances in line and don't let us overspend what you all have budgeted for the various departments. So thank you, Beth. Appreciate that. But I would like to thank those two ladies right now, too. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Elaine, my wife, for her understanding and her guidance and her support through a job that can be demanding of one's time and attention. She's not only my wife, but my confidant and my sounding board, and without that support, I can assure you I probably couldn't do this job and probably would have gone crazy by now, juggling it all. So thanks, honey. Finally, I want to thank each of you around this semicircle here, plus Diane Snyder on our Board of Public Works, who couldn't be here tonight, for your support and your caring attitude and your help throughout the year. Many of you have been sounding boards. Hey, what do you think of this idea? Or is this crazy? Or can we do this? And you really care about the future of our community and the well-being of citizens. So I want to thank you for that. And back to my hourglass analogy here. Not only is it time to attack some long-standing issues, but I think it's also the best of times to continue attacking these current ones. When the hourglass of our service and our terms and even our lives are emptied, I believe we'll all be able to look back over this time in our lives, whether this is, you know, 4 hours or 4 years or 2 years or 20 years, whatever it is. I believe we can all look back over this time and be grateful that we're accomplishing so much for the present and future citizens of Washington. I thank God that we've been able to accomplish what we are accomplishing, and I pray that he will continue to bless our community. I have copies of this report if any of you want to also add that to your stack to study. Feel free to take these along with you. And that's the next state of the city or status of the city that you will get will be Beth's annual report of our finances. And I believe you will find that we have worked very hard to keep the city in very good financial condition. Almost all of our funds are higher than they were a year ago, and as a percent of our operating budget are in excellent condition. So again, thank you all, and God bless us, and let's continue on. Thanks. Thank you.